Okay, we're now recording. So this is the world news update, the Welcome to the Diamonds Forever call, giving you the world news update. This is Lily, and we have Carlos with us. Elizabeth is on a plane, actually on her way to Florida. So she couldn't be with us, but she'll be here probably about 30 minutes after the call closes. Today is October 3rd, 2013. Today's reference number is 79. Be sure to check the Diamonds Forever 31.blogspot for updates and recorded calls. And that's Diamonds with an S, by the way. Our email is diamondsforever31@yahoo.com. The Diamonds call is now every Saturday from 1 to 3 Central Standard Time, 2 to 4 Eastern Standard Time. And if you've been on the call before, we do usually go over, and there is some allowance to go beyond the two-hour time lot. The call-in number is 209-255-1000. The access code, 883267 pound. The replay line is 209-255-1099. Same access code, 883267. And again, today's call is 79. So, Carlos, would you like to start?
Sure, I'll start. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
All right, cool. All right, I'll start. I don't know how many of you are aware that there is meteorites, hundreds of meteorites that are being seen. This headline says fire in the sky. Major solar system disturbance, fireball sightings in the thousands across the United States are reported to the American Meteor Society. And over 250 witnesses from Virginia, Maryland, Kentucky, Tennessee, North Carolina, and I heard that someone from North Carolina, so if you'd like to chime in and say, hey, I saw some fireballs, Alabama and Georgia. And there's one explanation of this. One explanation of the increase in sighting is mentioned on the American Meteor Society. Between September 24th and August and October 4th, the September-October Linsens are only well seen on three nights, centered on September 29th. Maximum occurs on the 30th when the radiant is located at 724, I don't know. This position lies in Western Lynx, 12 degrees north of the second magnitude star known as Castor, in quotes, Alpha Geminorium. This area of the sky is best placed in the sky during the last hour before dawn, when it lies highest above the horizon in a dark sky. Rates at maximum are expected to be near one shower member per hour as seen from the northern hemisphere. These meteors can be seen from the tropical southern hemisphere, but rates be seen less than one per hour, with an entry velocity of 67 kilometers per second. Most activity from this radiant would be the Swiss speed. And I just listened to I don't know if people are aware of a person named Cobra, but he mentions that this is going to happen more often as the months progress. So, are you ready, Lily? Do you want me to do another
one? Yeah. No, I'll go now. Okay. So October 1st, White House orders government shutdown. A bitter budget fight has led to the U.S. government shutdown, leaving hundreds of thousands of federal workers without paychecks and shutting down federal services all over the country, which means around 800,000 workers will have no job to go to. International icons of the, like So the Statue of Liberty, Grand Canyon, and Smithsonian Institution will close their doors to the public. Republicans were demanding that the Senate negotiate their calls for a one-year delay, making millions of people buy health insurance under the President Obama's 210 health care law. I'm going to skip down. So for many Americans who are civilian employees of the federal government, it means no more paychecks as they're forced into unpaid leave. For those still working, it means delays in getting paid. So the gist of the situation with the fight between the Republicans and Democrats and the open mic incident today, anybody's heard about the hot mic catches Republican Rand Paul of Kentucky and Mitch McConnell discussing their actual shutdown concerns? Honestly, I think they knew it was open mic. I just think that they wanted to make more news. Not that I have to give my opinion, but it seems suspect to me. I've got an article from David Icke. If anyone wants to go check his website out, davidicke.com, and it's I-C-K-E. He put out an article about the government they talk about the fact that the government, not normal activities, that the fact that the government's planning for peace and stability. And he goes on to say that something is amiss. Most Americans know this. They can feel it deep down inside, even if they don't know what it is. Things just don't seem right. The signs are everywhere. The headlines are true. The global economy is faltering. The U.S. has become wholly dependent on Federal Reserve. And across the world, the Cold War began between the U.S., Russia, China, and regions in the Middle East is heating up. And last night, on the brink of what could have been the issues with Syria, at least those were put off to the side. Now, here's a real big one that you've probably read, but the Pope Francis is to rip up and rewrite the Vatican Constitution. Do you realize how big that is for the Pope to rewrite their Constitution? So there was a group of 8 Catholic cardinals handpicked by the Pope to shake up the Vatican's murky and autocratic bureaucracy. They prepare to meet the group leader, has said they plan to rip up and rewrite the apostolic constitution, which apportions power at the Holy See. The cardinals, who were appointed in April by Pope Francis and will confer with him for the first time at the Vatican on October through the 3rd, they were briefed to revise the Constitution known as Pastor Bonus, drawn up in 1988 by Pope John Paul in a bid to give a great voice to bishops around the world. But Cardinal Oscar Rodriguez Maradiaga, the group's leader, said as the meeting loomed, they were planning to go much further than just changing this and that. Cardinal Oscar Rodriguez Maradiaga, no, that constitution is over, he said in a TV. And this is a quote, no, that constitution is over, he said in a TV interview. Quote, now it is something different. We need to write something different, he added. That's the end of that one. So we've got the government shutdown, and we've got the Capitol shooting. I've got a short clip. It's a really short clip to play for you. Give me a minute. I'll cue it up. Carlos, do you want to take over and I'll cue it up and be ready when you're done with your next story?
Sure. This one also is about the Vatican. The Vatican Bank is likely to close all accounts held by foreign embassies following concerns about large cash deposits and withdrawals by the missions of Iran, Iraq, and Indonesia. The Vatican's financial watchdog believed the emissaries' justification for the transactions were too vague or disproportionate to the amounts up to 500,000 euros at a time. Now the bank and the watchdog want to reduce the possibility that the Institute for Religious Work, or also known as IOR, could be an unwitting vehicle for money laundering and other illicit affairs. The IOR is a private bank. The bank is also coming clean on possible illicit financial activity. The Vatican has said it detected 6 possible attempts to use the IOR to launder money last year. A prelate who had close ties to the IOR was arrested in June on suspicion of plotting to smuggle 20 million euros in cash into Italy from Switzerland to give rich friends in southern Italy. The prelate, who will be tried in December, says he was not acting for personal gain. Right. So that's pretty interesting. All this information about the Vatican is coming through. I just kind of wonder if they're going to change their constitution. I wonder what other constitutions are going to be rewritten or just thrown away and taking another leap and writing another constitution that will include the whole. So
that anyway, would be exciting.
Yeah, I just kind of wonder what maybe might happen here. So we'll see.
Yeah, maybe this is a microcosm of the macrocosm to what to see next in the bigger picture. It starts small and ends up bigger. Okay, so I found the clip for the, it's a very short clip, and it's explaining, I can't pronounce the guy's name, Dunstan. He'll announce it. It's a 2-minute clip, and he talked about the Capitol Shield for the D.C. shooting today, October 3rd. Is that volume okay for everyone?
I can hear it.
Okay.
And now I can.
Hey, everybody. Dunstan here. 2:36 p.m. Central Time on Thursday, October 3rd, 2013. And I've got you over here on our joint Facebook page that I share with Tattooed. As you guys most likely have heard, there's been some kind of shooting event that happened at the Capitol, and that's breaking all across the entire media around the world. Now, at the same time that's happening, somebody just sent this to me. This is taking me over to army.mil to an article that was released on September 30th, so a few days ago. And let me just read you the first paragraphs here, and you guys can just decide for yourself what to think. I think this is highly suspect that another one of these training exercises is going on at the same time that a real-life shooting happens. How many times is this now, guys? I don't even know how many. We're talking more than 2 hands can count. So let me just read this to you. Washington, September 30th.
Oh, no.
Everybody, Death Sense here. 2:36 p.m. Central Time on Thursday, October 3rd, 2013. And I've got you over here on our joint Facebook page that I share with Tattooed. As you guys most likely have heard, there has been some kind of shooting event that happened at the Capitol, and that's breaking all across the entire media around the world. Now, at the same time that's happening, somebody just sent this to me. This is taking me over to army.mil. to an article that was released on September 30th, so a few days ago. And let me just read you the first paragraph here, and you guys can just decide for yourself what to think. I think this is highly suspect that another one of these training exercises is going on at the same time that a real-life shooting happened. How many times is this now, guys? I don't even know how many. We're talking more than 2 hands can count. So let me just read this to you. Washington, September 30th.
Sorry, it's not loading. It's stopping at the 120 mark. Right when he gets to the good stuff.
So this just shows you.
Oh.
It exposes the cabal for what they're doing. It really does. Because this has happened time and time and time again.
I'm going to see if... Do you have any other reports you want to bring in?
Sure. This is a short one. For those of you who are still hoping for the dinar, it's just a paragraph that I highlighted, and this is what this guy wrote. I am being very honest with you all when I say this is the first time in this very long process in which I am very content to sit back and watch. I am no longer questioning what can delay us anymore. I know we are past anything short of minor blips for the first time ever. Man, I feel good. So whoever's the believers in the Iraqi dinar, it seems like something might happen there. So keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah. Well, I can't get this thing to boot up. That was a really good article. Pretty much what he says is he points out on the Army Mill, it talks on their website that where they're going to have practices, and it's what a coincidence. So he's not buying it. And again, it was YouTube, Dutch, D-U-T-C-H-S-I-N-S-E, and it's labeled 10-3-2013 capital, what was it? Capital Shield, 2014 Eagle DC shooting. I'll try letting it boot up on mute and see if it'll get past the 120 mark. Does anybody have any questions or have any other intel or want to fill in any of the holes? You can unmute. Star 6 to unmute. Lots happening already, and we're only in October 3rd.
Yeah.
And that,
it's going to get interesting.
Yeah. So the meteor, there's another meteor shower October, I think it was the 17th to the 25th. So be looking up at the sky, get your kids out. I'd like to... not necessarily go camping, but I sure would like to kind of sleep outside, maybe in my backyard, with the comforts of being close to a bathroom.
That's funny. Well, is it working? Oh.
It's loading. It's not past 120 yet.
Oh, okay. Visiting veterans storm closed war memorial. Apparently, these veterans, they come and they are flown for free to the war memorial, and then they can experience the national park there. Well, of course, the national parks are closed because of this government shutdown. So they had this memorial closed, but with a little strength, these guys and some representatives, I think one was from Missouri and one was from Iowa, and they took the bars down or whatever was keeping them from going in, and they pushed it aside, and these war veterans went and enjoyed their day in the sun, and it didn't matter if the government was shut down or not. They still did what they did to you know, honor themselves. So that's a nice story that they aren't going to let the government shutdown dictate to them.
Yeah, that with the furloughs and the government shutdown, there was Amy. I wish I could remember her name. It was a woman. She volunteered to rescind her furlough while it was shut down and not take it. And then others jumped on the bandwagon. And some of the senators, you can Google it, Google senators furlough pay, and they'll give you a list of all the senators and what they're doing with their money. One that stood out to me was Orrin Hatch. He's donating his to the church. Now, the church isn't really going to be affected by a furlough. It's going to be people that are out of a job. So I think maybe we should write him a letter, give him some ideas.
Lily, there's a petition that's stating that no Congress persons shall receive any pay. And this is a petition on, I think it's MUVON.org. I'm not sure. You can sometimes, it's on Facebook, people are passing it around. So if you can at least find that petition and put your energy into it, it might, I don't know what it'll do. I mean, signing a petition, but it is a start. So.
Yeah, it is. It is. Okay, I'm going to turn on the speaker now.
We're talking more than two hands can count. So let me just read this to you. Washington, September 30th, 2013. This is from the Army itself, their own press release. Emergency vehicles and first responders are once again in action in the National Capital Region and will be through October 3rd. They are participating in Capital Shield 2014. CS-14 is a joint training exercise in the NCR that is hosted by the Joint Force Headquarters National Capital Region. It brings federal, state, local, and municipal agencies together to realistically test interagency operability during crisis impacting the District of Columbia, Virginia, and Maryland. It also trains and prepares the Department of Defense to provide defense support to civil authorities and employ appropriate force protection measures as requested. You guys can go read the rest of this. It's not too long, but there you go. Cheers.
So again, that was on www.army.mil, and that's MIL. So there you have it. What do you think of that? I have two more things to offer up, and I call it solution news. These are some of the good things that are happening that people are doing to make a change to the being and doing. And there is a expo that's happening in Detroit, Michigan, the Flower of Life Center for Human Evolution announces the Awake and Empowered Expo, October 11th through the 13th. 2013. So if you're anywhere near Detroit, check out this event. The Opal Tour looks forward to an upcoming partnership with Michelle, Matt, and the Flower of Life Center for Human Evolution as we come together in unity to change the world. This was written by Brian Kelly. And their mission is, the Expo's mission is to motivate attendees to reach their highest potential. This event brings research, technology, and viable solutions into the hands of the public, allowing them to live healthier and happier. And they're talking about energy. They're talking about your car being able to run on water. So it's going to be some real interesting stuff that they reveal up there. What a great place to start. So is there anyone out there that wants to star six? and come on in. Well, if there's no takers, I'm going to end the recording, and we can stay on the line and chat if you like.